People living near the nation's only underground nuclear waste dump in New Mexico say they want more information about a radiation leak there last month. The Energy Department insists there is no public health threat, but Carlsbad resident Karen Armendariz says she's not so sure.
We're only 26 miles away and a lot of uncertainty.
The nuclear waste dump remains closed for now. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fox Broadcasting, presenting Cosmos, hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson, premiering Sunday on Fox, National Geographic Channel, and their sister networks.
It's 8:06. This is 88.5 WFDD. Good morning, I'm Steve Biddle. The roads are covered with ice this morning. There are tens of thousands throughout the state without power, and although the icy precipitation is still coming down, it will turn to rain later today, and that prompts other concerns. WFDD's Carrie Brown has been keeping an eye on things this morning. Good morning, Carrie. What can you tell us?
Steve, it is truly a winter wonderland outside right now. I'm in Clemens. The snow is starting to fall again. We've had more than 2 inches of snow alone here in Forsyth County. The power lines are what is causing concerns. That heavy ice that we had is weighing those lines down. Right now I'm looking and I can see icicles hanging from my power lines. There's been some flickering, but I still have power. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't right now. As of 7:30 this morning, more than 200,000 Duke Energy customers in Central North Carolina are without power, and those numbers are growing. For example, there's around 4,000 in High Point, around 50,000 people in Guilford County, and more than 12,000 people in Forsyth County alone. Crews are working hard to repair the outages. But North Carolina DOT is also warning of street flooding in our area because ice is keeping water from flowing off of these roads. They're out there scraping and salting the roads, but many of them are still treacherous. So they're advising people to stay off them for now or to take extreme caution if you have to be out there. We also are in for rain and sleet this afternoon. So again, Steve, flooding is another concern. A flood warning has been issued for Guilford County until 1 p.m. today. Carrie Brown, 88.5 WFDD News.
Thanks, Carrie. And now that flood warning is out for pretty much all of the triad, the Guilford, Winston-Salem, Durham, High Point, Chapel Hill, Greensboro, the entire triad area is now under a flood warning until 1 o'clock this afternoon. The icy conditions have once again forced a shutdown of the North Carolina Zoo, which will be closed to the public today. Zoo staffers are asked to report to work as usual. With temperatures predicted to reach into the 60s by tomorrow, though, the zoo is expected to resume its normal winter operating hours for the weekend. North Carolina students will have an easier than expected time passing state tests this year. That means thousands of third graders may no longer have to attend summer reading camps mandated by the new reading law. The State Board of Education voted yesterday to move to a 1-5 grading system. Like the current system, those students who score a 3 or better will be deemed proficient. The change comes after the state toughened its tests to correspond to new Common Core standards. Last year, many students who passed in previous years did not make the grade. The state's Director of Accountability, Tammy Howard, says the new grading scale is a more accurate measure of a student's ability.
So really it's taking a huge chunk of non-proficient students and giving some clarity and saying this group of students, they're very close to being on track to college career ready. They need additional support, but they're very close, and that helps the schools in a very pragmatic way.
Those students would score a 3 on the new scale like they would before the tests were retooled. The change is a big deal for third graders since a new state law requires those students who score lower than a 3 to attend summer reading camps. Howard expects the change will save up to 12,000 third graders from going to those camps. Once again, there is a flood warning out for later today or for today for the triad. That's because of the excess snow and sleet plus rain later could cause some street flooding. So watch out for that. Otherwise, snow and sleet, then becoming rain this afternoon. High near 37 in the Piedmont Triad. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain in the evening, then clearing. Low around 30. Then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 65. 30 degrees in Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and High Point, 31 in Boone. I'm Steve Biddle. It's 8:10.